Go ahead.
Thank you. Would you like to redo a part of a song for me? I was doing the meditation and you were playing something about the spirit. Which were the one you were doing? It leads into the hallelujah. Blessed communion. Is that the one? There is a prayer. When Nikki and I raise our hands, it is to invoke. You see, if you could set down all your prejudice against the church, against the ministry, I don't blame you. Basically, they're a bunch of used car salesmen at best. I might have been one of them if it wasn't for you. The way you and I love each other is a very special love affair. In this church, you may say a lot of things, but there's no hypocrisy in here. This church, people are allowed to be exactly who they need to be, not necessarily who they want to be. We all know who we want to be, but sometimes we're just who we are, and there's little we can do about it. Tuck it in, baptize it, submerge it, sprinkle it, cage it. It doesn't matter. It's a matter of time before we're loose. A little bit of teary, or a little bit of smile, or a little bit of something lets us down, and there we are. I think it is nice to come to a place to recognize the Homan device that is within each one of us. I've heard this brought up 3 times this morning, twice on radio and once in conversation. Within us is a Homan device. It is natural. It is when a man can find his way home, when there's always a place to go home to, you're always safe to wander, to be on the wing, to fly. Yesterday, after coming down from the mountains, I've been up at the ranch, working up there for a week, getting it ready for the first retreat. And coming down, I wondered, there was a loneliness that was deep inside of me. Those clouds just ominous rolled over, and the wind come up, and it got cold, and I could feel it in my bones. And I wondered for a moment, how do I know if there's another human being that knows what I feel, that knows what I think? How do we ever know that someone else understands? How do you ever get intimate enough to the point that you know that you're not alone in what you think and what you feel? And there's a Homan device that is in us. I think when we come into this earth, there's an energy set into us, an energy we're looking for. And we have to remember that whatever it is we're looking for, it is looking for us too. There is something above religions. There's the great universal law that even science obeys in tremendous respect for what they have discovered within the cosmos. So I appeal to that Homan device within you, that you get to the energy that is you, that you not be afraid to announce who you are. How do you know who you are? Make sure you're not acting emotionally. Be childlike. Don't be childish. Be a fool, for God's sake, but don't be foolish. When you can lay down all the petty little emotions of competition inside of you, it's this very expressive, creative individual. And the whole gospel is asking you today, in a liturgy announced throughout this planet, there is an energy that you're going to tap into. If you have any knowledge of an astrology, then just be aware that there is a voice being spoken throughout the planet in the Christian faith. In all denominations, they agree to follow this certain amount of scripture each Sunday of the year, and you have to buy a little book as a minister because it's all recorded and you follow the liturgy. So when I teach you what is being held today, that is being tapped into a greater pool of consciousness. That power within that consciousness can be yours. And you know what it says? Don't be afraid what you shall eat or what you shall put on. It speaks to the lilies of the field, how Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed as one of those. It speaks about the birds. It speaks about the beast. It says that when God created cattle, he created the grain before. That everything was created before it was needed. And anything you need to be whoever you are, no matter if no one else will go for it. No one else will accept you the way you think, the way you feel. You get kicked out of anywhere. Turn on the homing device. Go for your dream. Follow it. I got kicked out of my family's house. My mother, my father didn't talk to me. We cashed in Coke bottles to get cereal and milk. I worked 7 years without a salary. People say, oh, it's easy for him. Look what he's got. What I've got is 22 years standing still and taking whatever comes my way and saying, I'm going to make it work. And even though no one said this is right, now look, here you are, here I am. And those clouds and that cold weather isn't so ominous because I realize, yeah, I think that there are people who think like I think. I think there are people who feel like I feel. You are the result of my home and device. You are my coming home. It's not what I thought it would be. I had much, much more than this in mind. But I never had any idea it would be so full, so contained, and so rich, and so concentrated, that it really will last me for an eternity. Let it last you. If you know this song, sing it with us, and just get into the energy just right above you. Good morning. Would you like to turn and say good morning to each other? And if you don't like where you're sitting, this is a good time to change your seat. That wasn't a hearty good morning at all. Are you people afraid of each other? What's the matter with you this morning? Wake up. Give a little nudging. Some of you look like you got entrapped into coming in here. One guy just turned around and looked at the person who had entrapped him. I know he was entrapped the way he yawned and stretched while I was trying to talk. God forbid he listen. If I listened to him, I might not be where I am. Is where you are that all important? You're that happy and it's that wonderful? Church is for the miserable. It is. It's where the miserable go to make it better. It's a place where you should be able to find yourself, not what a religion, a minister, or anyone says to you. It should be, you ever watch those space movies where those aliens from outer space have to run back and get in their little tubes and slides down and they get recharged and then they go out and live again on the planet they're on? That's church at best. Should kind of make you stop and ask yourself if you aren't being really just an obnoxious fool. If you're not really just being stubborn as all hell or spiteful. Some of us are so out to slap each other down so hard that we take on opinions that become ours that are really built out of our emotions. Most of us are living our life off of wanting to fight with our parents or wanting to fight on a job or wanting to fight society, and then we base everything we believe on the fact that we want to fight someone. Very few of us have based a belief on the idea that we want to share with someone. We want to be happy with someone. There's a part in the scripture that always makes me wonder, what does he mean, woe unto those with child? Did that ever puzzle you? Now, what is a poor pregnant woman going to get it for just because she has a child? Woe unto those with child. And as you watch children that are born today, the moral values of kids today is incredible. When you have to watch on Channel 2 News, Herbie's disease, a VD disease, on the news, 14,000 people with incurable VD. You want to grow up in that? When I grew up, it was a hayride and you stuck your tongue in her mouth, she got pregnant. So the only thing you had to do was never stick your tongue in your mouth. And it was very simple. And if you ever did, you were a big guy. Did you ever do it? Yeah, I did it. Stuck your tongue in a girl's mouth. Today you have to know if you got some booze or who has the grass or who has the whatever it is you have to have and all that you got to go through to have a good time.
And in one deep breath, it's all over. It goes too quick anyway. And what is the value of it? It is hard to go through life today. The young that are being born today have an awareness that comes on them so fast. At 9 and 10 years old, they're watching people roll in the hay on television, watching people shoot each other, watching the government. They've got a mass communication that you at one time wouldn't find out for years what was going on in this planet. Now something happens on a remote corner of this planet. Not only do you find out about it, but by television, you are there. You didn't even know who a Hadi Toli was when you grew up. You thought it was Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. You never thought that there would be a day where a Shaw, whatever a Shaw was, couldn't find a place to hide on this planet. You were born into space and time. And they are born into a place where there is no space or time for who they are and for what they are. And therefore, the young that come through today are literally destroying the pillars, the morals, the temples, the idea, the music that we hold so dear. Because there's nothing in those temples that feed them. So Aquarian age comes through the young people who must tear down the very pinnacles of their families. And they must do so. We're coming to an end of an age where that age, by following its rules, would have led us to the intelligence that our young people will now bring us in technology and in awareness. I want to hear the fundamentalist explain astral projection. Now it's going to be something of the spirit, and now it's going to be something spiritual. But before, 20 years ago, you were really in trouble. And if you were back in Salem, Massachusetts, you were burned at the stake. And if Ronald Reagan and Jerry Falwell get their way, we'll be burned at the stake again in the 20th century. The light won't be put out this time. We'll turn our wick up and make it brighter. There is an age coming upon man, and the fruits of Christianity should have brought man to a consciousness. The fruits of Christianity did not bring man to a consciousness to allow him understand this fabric of space and time. Therefore, mind-altering drugs came into man, and through mind-altering drugs that Dr. Thelma Moss, Dr. John Lilly, and many of them say that they research this state of consciousness. The only way you can research something is go to that state of consciousness. And they found out that physical substance had energy fields and auric bodies and Curlian photography, and that there was energy of us that could move objects by our will. And maybe the greatest objects we were moving was each other's consciousness. Maybe my greatest power is making you think the way I want you to think. And it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong, just as long as I find out what makes you work. Let me keep pushing your button. I'll never find out what makes me work if I keep trying to find out what makes you work. So it was to lead up to a place of peace, a place of harmony. If you read the scripture and you quit blaming the Christ consciousness for what the church did with Jesus, if you can get Jesus out of this mess, that's the emotional part where he said, don't call me good. There's none good. Don't worship me. It's the Father. It's the universal law. Jesus would have never had a fight with Buddha. They would have sat down under the tree and shared whatever fish or bread they had. It was the consciousness that he represented. He said to the prophets that went before him, he said, they'll be greater after him, that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You must pick up your cross. You must follow him. There was not a religion to be built, but there was an idea that was to be given to be serviceable to mankind. Can you let a whore live next door to you if you're a church virgin? If you cannot, then you have not practiced the principles of Christianity. And if you feel a need to go over and save her and convert her and pound on her door with a Bible and demand that she give up the tricks because of your children, then you have no comfort, because the bitch will only grind her heels in the floor and hold on longer and fight you and invite all her fellow hookers to come spend the weekend, and they'll roust you out of, and you'll have your house up for sale. She won't have her house up for sale. She's used to facing that kind of temperament. How the hell do you think she got there to begin with? Not by choice. So what choice does she have? What does she have left to lose? And we can't understand the consciousness of people acting that way. Well, have you ever seen anybody acting that way? What do they have left to lose? Whoever gave them any other way? Yet Christianity shows of a doctrine that protects the whore. It shows of a doctrine where Jesus sat down and feasted with the whores, even though his apostles got very upset with it. It shows where an adulteress who was about to be stoned by the priest, so they can all get gleeful of blood splashing all over the rocks, were about to kill an adulteress. And he said, no, no, no way. Now, I've never seen Christianity condemn anything, but it always says you have to find out what's right for you and what's wrong for you. If you feel that something is taking you away from where you're supposed to go within your heart, then stay away from it. Avoid this state of consciousness, and you will have this alternate state of consciousness. Everybody's taught us about alternate state of consciousness, alternate state of consciousness. You're paying fortunes of seminars, intensive, and weekends, and metaphysical groups, and biofeedbacks, alternate states of consciousness, and no one still knows how the hell to get there. They're closing their eyes, grunting, chanting, oming, om nam pal, being baptized with peacock sprinkled with water, everything. An alternate state of consciousness is reached simply by a void state of consciousness. When I was in the monastery, we were in a single cell, no radio, no television, no newspaper. We were not allowed to look into another human's eyes. Our hands were always kept up our sleeves, our head down. We slept on a cot and lived in a cell. I had more going on then in my life than any single time I've ever been alive. In prison, they call it solitary confinement, and the boogeyman gets you. In the monastery, they call it the cloister, and God gets you. And you find out what an alternate state of consciousness is when you're void of all other earthly things. There's nothing else to see but that which isn't, that couldn't be seen before, because your energy is directed to a different place. And all you're doing is taking the same energy to probe the depths. Now you're using that energy to probe the heights. It's the same energy. You don't have to change anything. You just change your reason for doing it. If you find that you have found the girl you love and you want a marriage and a union with her, and you say to this girl, if you're a fella, which I have to come from my consciousness, I'm a fella. Some people question that, but that's okay. That means they have interest in me other ways than the normal, not so much wondering about what I am, or it wouldn't have been on their consciousness. Anyone accuses me of anything, I've always felt as interested of doing what they're accusing me of. And just get mad and tell other people what they suspect because I've never fulfilled their little fantasy. Or took care of it for them. So you see, you can't let all this stuff get in the way. I did a wedding last night in Palos Verdes because it was a synchronization. God's talking to me. Everywhere I go is horse country. Horses. Everywhere I go, I wind up with horses. And as long as he keeps telling me, horses for me mean spiritual power, he keeps taking me to horses. When I'm standing in there and I'm watching those two young people being married, they meant it. They literally have found someone, and they were saying to each other, would you be my partner? Will you be my mate? Will you walk through this with me? Can I tell you about my wanderings of the past? Can I share my feelings of the present and my dreams for the future? And these two people were saying, we're going to do this together. They were literally, and I saw it so clearly, when Carl Sagan showed you in science that space is patterns of sound and light waves. It is pattern. And every single piece of the universe, every sound that was ever created is still there. Do you know that the universe is full and there's no place for us, or we wouldn't be here on Earth trying to create a bigger circle? It's the ring pass not. You drop a pebble in a pond and you watch the rings, and if that pebble was the Earth, and each ring incorporated the planets that move, and you look within the solar system, you see where it can be self-contained, where a cell has reached the height that it can reach, and the only thing it can do is join with another cell and become a tissue. It can no longer stay where it is. It must become something greater. There is the brink of where we're standing. The cosmos is filled. That's why there's Eston, Oral Roberts, and Swami Muktanandas, and there's advertisement for people who have foot fetishes, and there's advertisement for people who are into all kinds of trips, and the S&M group. Everybody has a headquarters somewhere. It's all filled. All airwaves are sold. All radio waves are sold. Everything is filled. Now, if you don't like where everything is, what are you going to do? In the power of agreement, if the people in this church got together and agreed that they wanted an alternate state of consciousness and avoided the states of consciousness of fighting and hollering and screaming and doing to everybody else what they don't want done to them, you literally, if you're in agreement of a law, can push out of the universe, create another ring, and claim part of the void where there is nothing. Now you can hear me and you saying, let us make man in our image and likeness. Our. That's the beginning of Scripture. So there's a universal sound to be created out of our harmony. Therefore, we can go into a void where there is no energy and be strong enough to bring light and sound of our consciousness in there and add on to the fabric of space and time. and find an eternal place where our consciousness and the seed of our consciousness can be born and evolve. Does that sound feasible to you? According to science and according to theology, it looks that way. If there was a place of heaven or earth, I'd be in it right now. I am here looking for my people. I am here looking for the wave that I move on. When I am in that wave, everything works out for me. Everything is proven. I have, in building this ranch, to take on such a thing with no money, and everybody looks at me and says, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. You know, I was never afraid to put up my house to buy this church. Because the day we sat there and remodeled the bathrooms, we needed two toilets and two sinks and no money. Where were we going to get two toilets and two sinks? Somebody drove up, this guy come running in the back door of the church and said, what is this place? I don't know what I'm doing here. I just had to stop. What is this? We told him what the place was. He said, I'm a plumber. We said, we need two sinks and two toilets. He said, there are two sinks and two toilets in my truck. He gave us those sinks and toilets and got out of here as fast as his truck would go. We have never seen him since. Now, do you know what the chances of that happening are? It's kind of like saying, oh, thank you, God, you're even looking after the toilets. And I thought he was worried about his altar. He said, you have to have a place to flush before you have a place to build and to. In Hollywood, we buy this building, we have no ceilings. We've got everything, we're able to build everything, no ceilings, what we're going to do, can't open the building. Guy comes up to the building and says, I just thought I'd like to donate some time, I like the energy and what you guys are into. We said, what do you do? He said, I spray acoustic ceilings. Until the point where you say, this isn't an accident anymore. Last night when I was doing this wedding and it was in horse country and I'm worried if I'm making the right decision about the ranch, we are driving over a road that's called Silver Spur Road, and on the radio there is a cowboy singing about his silver spurs, and I'm going, the chances of my driving over Silver Spur Row and a cowboy singing silver spurs and God saying, do you got it yet? Do you like what life is telling you? Is it confirming it to you? Are you still the person that needs a washer and dryer, goes out and buys one, and after you have it all installed, your friend said, I've got the same model in my garage I'm not using. Why didn't you say something? Some of us are that close, and some of us are that far away. It's when you can get the energy of yourself gone, and you're not out to hurt anyone. Jerry Falwell, you have a right to be. He's collecting all his. Oral Roberts is getting his. Swami Muktananda is getting his, and Yucatan is getting theirs, and this is getting that, and Srihar is getting this, and Master so-and-so. Everybody is getting their own. We have to ask ourselves something. Do you want me? And do I want you? This is one of the few churches where I walk down the aisle and ask some people not to come back. We just don't want your energy. Nothing wrong with you, mind you. But this is not the place. You see, you don't like anything here. This is our body. If you don't like our body, don't change it. Go find a body that you can belong to. If you can't find a body, do what I do. Start your own. Well, do I? You've got everything. I started with nothing. The dream within inside of you, everything you need to make it work has already been given to you. The grain and the wheat in creation were created before the cattle. Before there was ever a need, supply existed. And everything you need to be who you are is there. And you will never find enough to support who you are if you got there at the result of someone else's thinking. The whole scripture says, why you worry so much about life? You are alive, and understand what life is for. It's not to build these things up that cannot survive the fire at the burial. It's deeds to your houses. Put them in your coffin. Someone else is still going to go get the deed from Sacramento and get it changed by your heirs. You are working so hard, and it goes so fast, and it's done. Not me. No more. I've turned my consciousness to horses and ponies and ranches and chickens and roosters and turkeys. And turkeys. We have a turkey named Betty now. Yes. The turkey's name is Betty. I went for a ride one morning up at the ranch and come home with four roosters and a live turkey in the Jeep. And the girl in the morning who is going to live there said to me at breakfast, synchronization again, life's always talking to you. She said to me, oh, can I have a turkey? We can eat it at Thanksgiving if you let me have a turkey, but no one would dare eat my turkey at Thanksgiving, would they? So there she said, if you let me raise a turkey, we could have it for Thanksgiving, but I know you wouldn't kill my pet turkey. That's how most people reason. Then you go to kill the thing,
And that morning I went out to get some thread with Don at the general store, and we come home with a live turkey. Now, I think the chances of that happening are rare. That saying to that girl, see, that's the way life keeps working with you. It does massage you. It does. There is a presence. You get to say, I don't know how, but it's going to be all right. And there's nothing worse than saying to someone in the middle of trouble, everything's going to be all right, if they don't believe that. But if you've ever been through any trouble you've ever been through, after you got out of it, you could look back and say, well, all right, because of where it got you, what it taught you, what it brought to understanding. We say it to you every Sunday morning. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not lie. Do not cheat. Do not steal. Do not gossip against each other maliciously. Gossip only for understanding and truth and clarification. It's a different use of the force, still there and still powerful. Bind yourself together and work in behalf of each other. Work amongst yourselves and stop people from talking against other people. They're talking to you and say, hey, we don't want to do that here. Everybody has the right to be who they want to be. Don't let it happen. And if you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal. And the bottom line, which I give you this sermon, is someone said to me up on the ranch, but my wife said to me, what if you go ahead and build this church and you work for this whole thing and you work for this cause and you get up there and there's Jerry Falwell's God going, you did it wrong. You didn't listen. Then I would have to tell you, since that fear is born out of the testament, if you go back and read the testament says whatever you believe in shall work for you. That there are many mansions in my Father's house. So even by the very proof of their testament, we have a right to exist. As long as we do it in honest and truth and support of each other, then we all have the right to be who we are. And this literally can be a Noah's Ark on a marvelous sea on a great journey waiting for a landing in a new age. No matter what's going to happen, just as long as we can do it together. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ.
Relieved, how
There's a song I want to go with the offering. I have my favorite songs here and there. It's called Our Music for This Space and Time. And I had two choices, to go punk or to go country, because that's all that was there. I'm not into Patti Page and Doris Day. And I listened to punk, and I listened to punk, and I watched the concerts, and I listened to punk. And I said, okay. And then I took a look at country western, and I decided to go country western. It was so much easier on my body. It really was. It was just, it's easier on my mind. People take all day to say howdy. Here they tell you the story of their life in 30 seconds or less, Hollywood style, with dramatics that go with it. Right now in country western music, this is one of the top songs, and I hear this is one of the greatest hymns. If I took it out of a song between two lovers and took it to the people of this congregation, and if I say to you, could I have this prayer for the rest of my life? Could I have this dance, this rhythm, this music with you?
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other.
Everybody comes to church and I'm singing, right? And then everybody goes away and there's a few left by the time I drift out. And I learned something up the ranch, putting it together and building it. I need to know more of you. Not only more of you that I don't know at all, because I just sing to you day in and day out, but I need to know more of the ones that I do know. And I'm really thankful that we're finally not going to get big, just better. And that feels good to me. It's the same type country I grew up in, but we didn't have hills. We had pine trees and we had water and we went fishing and we did all that stuff together. And this past week I learned a little bit from people that were able to go up there for the week and work. And that's that I wanted to know more. I wanted to know what they really felt, not what they were like at church. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get involved in something that's instantly rewarding, the ranch is something that's popping up that's working for all of us. Okay? This is a song that Danny wrote.
Okay, just wait a minute. I'll work this out. Just, y'all have to wait a minute.
Okay.
He's got to have his seat. You want one too? Oh, God. Okay. How about Nikki's chair? Will that do? You want to stand on a chair?
No.
No, you want to sit? Are you kidding? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, it's a heavy load, right? Whoa, that's how I feel about it quite often, kid. Whoa, you went down? Huh? Okay, I'm on your side. That's what happens when you get up there. You can handle it, huh? Yeah. You know what I bought this week, I think? Two ponies. You know what a pony is? It's a little horse. So you can go riding on a pony. How do you feel about that? We think we got them, if not these two and other two.
I had this money saved up in my jar, and Don loves reading through the recycler, and he just happened to read about these two ponies for sale in the free press. And they're very gentle. Never thought I'd be driving, riding ponies around in a ring. Somebody in the church was going through a lot of trouble this week in their life, and I told them to handle it, and they were a little upset, and I said, well, hell, if I'm knee-deep in horse shit, you can handle your problem, because as the reverend in the home I come from, I never expect to be shoveling all that stuff. And everybody thinks that's dirty. No, it's not. It's nature, and I've never felt so clean and so good as cleaning out barns and dealing with straw and looking at stars and lighting the fireplace at night and sitting around talking to people while the frogs are broken down in the creek and the cows are mooing. You're going to love it. You know what I have here? Can I do this while he's giving you your music? We wanted to come back and announce the opening of the Rand so y'all could come see it. And we felt, I didn't know we were out of funds and we couldn't finish building. So we come up with this marvelous idea to encourage you, because we've asked you for donations, but maybe you don't know what you're donating for. So in order to put in the 30 beds that we wanted to do, we figured out what the mattress, the sheet, the bedspread, and the whole thing would cost per bed. And there are 30 beds that we're asking you to donate your money to. And we'll get a little plaque, a little bronze plaque, and we'll put it on the bed. And every time you come up to the retreats, that's your bed. Plus, we will see that you get it back in services, in retreats, and things that you would like to go to. So there's 30 envelopes I have with me. One bed, I think, is $66 for a single, and there are just four double beds, and they're $82.50. Now, doesn't that sound nice? So maybe you could find a way to take a bed and buy a bed, and that will put the money back into the construction so we can go ahead and close it, and hopefully by next weekend the main house will be open. So we're going to go ahead and plan the first weekend up there, and we'll get you that news as soon as possible. We're that close. We just didn't have the money to put in the glass and buy the windows and a few things, but we'll be all right. Unless we have to buy 10 more mattresses.
Chickens are only $5.
Chicken hens laying heads are only $5. Don't tell them that. Well, let's sell the beds first. Now some of you are going to hold out to buy a chicken. Don't lay an egg.
Your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till then. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so I've got to hang on till tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. you're hardly a day. You're only a day away.
Well, I'll meet you outside with my envelopes. There's a place to fill in your name. You're going to love that place. Such a good time up there. It really is. Nursery school is getting ready to open. Daycare center. So if you've got children, we're able to help you there. You going to sing? It's good to see you. Yes, we get to go to Hollywood tonight. Oh dear. Do I want to read the Bible? If you say so. While you do this? Okay. The scripture for the morning is taken from Matthew chapter 6, and it starts with verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you shall wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. Wait a minute. We have a mistake here. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being tugged at. Sorry, he likes to sit here for the gospel. That's his place. Okay. Can I go back to this now? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, so do not worry saying what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear. For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the gospel of the Lord. Isn't that the truth? Each day has enough of its own.
I stood upon the sandy banks, looking out across the ocean. I saw the ship come sailing in to rest beside the shore. The friends of those aboard her were gathered there to meet them. It made me long for heaven, where friends will part no more. I'm sailing for home on the old ship of Zion. I see the lights upon the banks across the mist. Mom. Zion. I see the lights upon the banks across the misty foam. Angels guard my vessel till I'm safe within the harbor. Captain, guide my ship till I get home. I'm sailing for home on the old ship of Zion. I see the lights upon the banks across the misty foam. Angels guard my vessel till I'm safe within the harbor. Captain, guide my ship till I get home. Captain, guide my ship till I get home.
For those of you that keep the vigil with me, we keep a candle burning. The lodge, it burns 24 hours a day. I like that because we're in and out of the room all day. It means we unite together in thought and in a common idea. And the color changes again. We're now entering Pisces from February the 19th to March 20th. The color is blue. If you keep a color, it's good to set your table with it. Represents love and wisdom. The body center is the feet. It's for understanding. The disciple is Peter. You have to remember that Peter, who was the most unstable, and Peter, who denied and was the most frightened, became the rock upon which the church was built. He was crucified upside down with his feet in the air. So that's the body center, is the feet. It's when you have the understanding, you can move forward. So if you want to keep the idea and the scripture, seemingly enough, it's the same scripture that was read this morning. It's taken from Matthew chapter 6. It says, "Not you cannot serve two masters." So what we're asking now is for that prayer. Nikki sang it in her song. Let's keep it for the month together. Captain, guide my ship till I get home. So when you light your candles, that's the prayer that will hold each other. When I'm here, I light it usually at dawn because I'm not home during the day. But all through the night, when I look up and see it, I hold the one thought, Captain, guide my ship till I get home. And I hold that thought in common with you. And it becomes just a nice visual aid, a nice comfort. It's just nice to know that that light and that love is with you in energy, okay? I'll be meeting you outside. I hope you'll buy a bed. We're really at a desperate point. Herb and Juliana celebrate their 5th anniversary in the church this Sunday. They were baptized 5 years ago, and she reminded me that the offering then was $1,000, and today it was $374. But that's okay, we have envelopes outside. If you have a feeling and a love for the church, if you know what we are trying to accomplish, just about on every level is to reach out to man. I saw Interval House's newspaper, a house she runs for people who get shelter from domestic violence, and I want to say I truly admired your bulletin. It was beautiful. So there's all parts of the church and all areas that we try to reach and work with. If you find it worth it, take one of those envelopes in your pews, and when you have an extra 5 or 10, put it in there, drop it off, and send it to us. For a good reason. We're home, okay? You ready for doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. And And remember, God loves you.
Yes, you are.
Peace.
I'm saved.